Community college students around the nation are getting an opportunity to study Mars exploration through a special NASA program. As VPR's Annie Russell reports, two Vermont students are designing their own missions to Mars.
As a pre-med student at CCV, Liz Taylor never thought of herself as someone who would be working on a Mars mission. But she says she realized that NASA isn't just for astronauts.
There were doctors that work at NASA, there's engineers, so it's really a broad field, much broader than I had ever expected.
That's the message NASA is hoping to get across with their College Aerospace Scholars Program. Alicia Batteroni-Cortez is the program's director. She says the organization reached out to community college students for a reason. She says they'd make great future NASA employees.
Many of them are also holding down full or part-time jobs, raising a family. Many of them have a lot of life experience that they bring to their studies in addition to the courses that they're taking.
In the online component, students learn about past, present, and future Mars exploration. And at the end of the course, students are responsible for designing their own missions to Mars. Out of around 400 students participating, only 240 will be invited to travel to a NASA site. If the two CCV students are chosen, they'll head to the Stennis Space Center in Mississippi for a five-week program in May. Once qualifying students get there, Cortez says they'll be divided into teams and they'll be keeping busy.
Each of those teams become a company, and so they form a fictitious company that is competing for a NASA contract to build the next Mars rover.
In order to make the program more inclusive, students taking just 9 or more course hours within STEM fields were eligible. That opened up the opportunity to pre-med student Liz Taylor of Middletown Springs, who said the engineering material was a little outside her comfort zone. But she says she's found some overlap with her coursework. Because astronauts have poor circulation in space, Taylor says she's looking at how technology used there could help patients on the ground.
That'll help us get people who are here on Earth with poor circulation who could benefit from having extra gravity chambers or just something different and unique to help them.
And Cortez, the program's director, says another focus of the program is to show students that non-traditional paths can still lead to high-level jobs.
We try and put people in front of them who've come from similar backgrounds, who have maybe have a community college as part of their educational past, or who've had struggles or challenges that they've overcome to get where they are.
For now, students don't earn any college credit through the program, but that didn't stop Taylor from taking it on. She says it was too exciting to pass up.
Hey, I can do that? I can be part of NASA? So that was really one of the big selling points for me, was it kind of touched on the little kid inside me going, woohoo, I want to go to NASA.
Both Taylor and the other Vermont participant, Tiffany Martin of Winooski, will find out on February 24th if they qualify for the NASA visit. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.